880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda, and happy March Madness to everybody. The Gators, that's right, the Gators tip off in about 45 minutes. I'm going to have to tape it because I've got an event after the show, but go Gators. I hope everybody's having a great time with the college basketball tournament. Wanda, what do you got for me?
What do you mean, what do I got for you?
You got anything on the college basketball tournament?
Well, I've got some stats, six new stats for the start of March Madness. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not a big March Madness kind of guy, but I got the information for you. So let's just...
Give it to me.
You want it now?
Give it to me.
All right, let's jump right in. The first round of March Madness, it of course, starts today, and six fresh stats to kick things off. 23% of us plan to watch at least one game on TV. 8% will stream it online. See how you are?
I do both.
Do you now?
I do both, yeah.
All right.
All right. We'll hold off the other five for later on in the show. We should maybe sprinkle these through to keep it basketball-ish.
Ooh, okay.
How about that? So
that's
we'll do
nice.
Some more of those. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about blockchain and token purchases of real estate with Chris Ferrante. He's a partner in the real estate practice of one of the big New York law firms. We're going to get his opinion. He also does a lot of stuff with the family office world. Then we are going to talk to Clint Lovell and Andre Ciani. Both of them are real estate technology dudes. We're going to also have Mike Ponticelli on.
Good.
He's the vice president of sales and one of the co-founders of BizNow, talking about your personal branding and marketing. And then we're going to check in with Juan Martinez. He's the director of events and promotions for my boys at the Miami Marlins. We're going to talk about cool stuff to do at the ballpark this year. So Juan, to take it away, you got a great show. Let's get out and get back fast.
You're my homie, no one knows me like you know.
Friends are listening. You know what else I like? I like my friends at Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's right. Check them out. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They sell Audis, and gosh darn it, down in Key West, they've got all their great names. And what do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I do, dude, I do. Dude, I love you, bro. I love you, man. I love you. You're my homie. No one knows me like you know.
Freed and Wanda Myers.
It's bracket time. Everyone's involved in a bracket. Well, now you can participate in the bracket to end all brackets. The bracket. A bracket to bracket brackets. For welders, contractors, do-it-yourselfers. That brackets the architectural elements for fixing one part to another. Broken down into categories. Structural or decorative. So which is better? Which is sturdier? Steel, iron, wood, stone, plaster, metal? Which will be the big winner? L-shape, horizontal, vertical, wall-mounted, maybe adjustable shelving with the big upset. It's not really gambling. It's just good fun. And it holds up.
On 880.
Bracket joke. The bracket. Enter today at bracket.bracket/bracket/bracket.com.
The Biz.
You should bracket that.
Oh, you're good.
You liked that, didn't you? Okay, hey, give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you think I can help you out with your real estate. I help all kinds of people with their real estate issues. I have one family. I'm helping them market their huge piece of real estate on the water in South Florida. I've got another family that I just helped them sell their beautiful piece of real estate, which is known as Wynwood Yard. I've helped clients of mine finance their memory care centers and office buildings and shopping centers. Homes, that's right. I'm working with a friend right now who's having a difficulty getting his home loan. He called me. I'm getting it done. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on, and we're on with a terrific guest. We've got Chris Ferrante on. He's a partner up in New York in a real estate practice. And Chris, I blew it on my notes. I don't have down the name of your law firm, and I apologize for that. So I'm going to ask you to start with that. I really feel embarrassed, but we'll get better from here, I promise.
No problem, Jim. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me. Law firm is Sherman & Sterling.
There you go. There you go. So
been around for 150 years. And just quickly, I'm not a big March Madness guy. I did do a bracket. And so far, I'm perfect.
Oh, look at you.
Happy to report that.
That's because there's only been one or two games, Wanda. You don't know what's going on.
Five games, and I did pick Minnesota over Louisville, which I understand is a big upset.
Well, you're the man. Would you have your kids throw darts at the thing?
Yes, I
can't figure it out. Some guy said, I don't follow basketball. I says, you're going to win. You're going to win. So listen, I'm really confused here. You know, there's blockchain. Everybody, it's a great thing to talk about. I even know what it is, and I still can't figure it out. And then there's people buying real estate with tokens. Okay, I'm done. I'm dropping the pen, and I'm just listening to you now.
Yeah, it gets confusing. So, well, let me give you a little bit of information on blockchain itself, because really, once you get into the digitization of assets, which are on the blockchain platform, that's really coming from blockchain. So you really need to understand the blockchain before you even get to digital assets and cryptocurrencies and everything that could come out from blockchain. So blockchain, really, it's a revolutionary technology. It has the potential to create new platforms for our economic and social systems. It's, you know, it's as big as the internet. If you would think of the internet, this is sort of along side of that, where you would layer applications on top of the blockchain. And basically what it is it's a distributed ledger system. It's a form of a database, and its major characteristic is that it's immutable. And the whole purpose of it, or what people are excited about it, is it can't be changed. And the important piece to that is, or the thing that could revolutionize in a lot of industries, is removing the need for a third-party intermediary in transactions. And as you know, in real estate deals and other deals, third-party intermediaries add cost, they add time, they add inefficiencies. And so when you can take the blockchain and remove that third-party intermediary, you're essentially changing what was once a centralized system to a decentralized system. And you're able to unlock just tremendous efficiencies as a result of doing that.
Okay, but all that's great, and you gave a great description of what blockchain is, and I still don't know what blockchain is.
Okay. So you have the database. Think of it as an Excel spreadsheet, okay? You have an Excel spreadsheet, but you can't change it. Everything you put on that spreadsheet, so you do a deal, you do a transaction, you record it on that spreadsheet, and it's immutable. It cannot be moved.
Oh,
it cannot be changed.
So I've got it then. What goes on is that there's a transactional record. Like you said, it's a ledger. It's up in the, I'm going to talk technical terms now, the cloud. Mm-hmm. And you can't switch it. Once it's there, it's locked in. And
So
I'll give an example then. So attorneys do title searches. The title can go back to the Louisiana purchase if it's in New Orleans, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
This takes
mm-hmm.
time and money. But with blockchain, all I do is add on to the top. I don't have to go all the way to the end.
That's right. So,
okay.
You know, one of the areas, and I can get into this, but, you know, if we were able to get all the county recording offices to use the blockchain system, you essentially create an immutable system for recording documents. And it creates, you know, a lot of efficiencies in terms of doing searches. And it could ultimately create, as you know, the county recording system is an imperfect system. And it's the reason why we title insurance exists, because title ownership in the U.S. is based on the recording statute system, and nothing is guaranteed. No title ownership in the U.S. is guaranteed. One has to do their own searching at the county recording offices. But if you're able to put it on a system that's immutable, you eliminate that risk, you create a more perfect system, and potentially could reduce the need for products like title insurance.
Now, how does cryptocurrency tie into this? Because I guess what you do is you follow the money with this. Is that sort of the way it works?
Correct. So take Bitcoin as an example, the most popular cryptocurrency. That is an application that gets layered on top of the blockchain platform.
Okay.
And so Bitcoin, when you transfer a Bitcoin, it goes on to the blockchain. Think of that ledger-based database, you know, Excel spreadsheet. And when you do the transaction, it's that is it. And so that's how cryptocurrencies are operating. You don't need a bank, you know, to be recording the transaction.
But that's,
you have a blockchain.
But that's why they're taking so much electric, but take so much power, is because to drive all these spreadsheets and to keep them active, it's not easy, I would imagine. And what the spreadsheet would say is that Jim Fried has 3.2 Bitcoin, and today Bitcoin is worth whatever. So that means Jim Fried's account has whatever. And I could send that to somebody, and then it breaks off a piece off of the end of the chain and sends it to the head of another chain. That's that guy's chain. Is that, or the person's chain? Is that how that works?
Well, it's on everybody's systems. The energy use is really as a result of the miners. That gets into a bit more of the weeds, but basically the way Bitcoin works and the way that it's immutable is there is a puzzle that has to be solved. The miners solve it. And it doesn't allow for people to change transactions that have occurred. That's a bit more into the technical weeds of it, but that is a separate kind of piece of the whole blockchain Bitcoin.
What does immutable mean?
Can't be changed.
I just wanted to say that because you keep saying that, and I've got to just make sure that I understand what you're talking about.
You're not a blockchain expert unless you use the word immutable.
Oh, well, then I'm now the immutable expert of blockchain. So then what's the takeaway for somebody from listening to all this, that we know that the world's changing, we know it's changing fast, everybody's worried that people are losing their jobs, but this is something that while it'll take some of the functions away, it'll also create jobs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the big takeaways is, you know, people are still looking into ways that this could be used. And one of the more recent, popular ways that this can be used is through the digitizing of assets. In other words, taking an interest, take an LLC interest in an entity that owns real estate. Okay, if you could create a digital representation of that interest and put it on the blockchain, you've just created a way more liquid asset than it was before. And so people are looking at ways of creating liquidity and creating a wider access to capital for sponsors through use of blockchain.
Well,
this is important for people, you know, investors who maybe, you know, weren't willing to acquire a real estate asset before, a direct real estate asset before, because it's an illiquid asset. And, you know, usually you have to put a lot of money in initially. But through tokenizing that asset, it's way more liquid. Barriers to entry are less because, you know, now it could trade at reduced amounts. And so that's where it could really unlock a lot of efficiencies in the real estate industry.
Yeah, I have friends that have started to try to put together blockchain real estate trading platforms. I think we got to get you on the show with them.
That'd be great. I mean, one of the issues that I see with it is, and so far you've got a few examples of where they've tokenized indirect interest in real estate, but typically those have been passive, non-controlling, you know, indirect interest in real estate, and in that respect, it works. You can do that,
like a Delaware statutory trust.
What?
Like a DST?
Yeah, you could do, well, yeah, a statutory trust, like a REIT or like an LP interest in a limited partnership interest in a limited partner, partnership entity. You could do that, and people have done it. But where I have not seen anybody do it, and I think it would be really difficult, is to digitize a controlling interest. So the interest that is running the day-to-day activities of the entity be really difficult because you would be restricted. There are all the covenants, as you know, with lenders, with the other investors, restricting who you're able to transfer that interest to.
Yes.
And so you couldn't really code that into a smart contract right now. It's too subjective of restrictions. So that's difficult. The other piece of it that is not possible today is the direct interest in the real estate, because you need total buy-in, across all the counties. And some counties, including Cook County of Illinois, has looked into this and have, come up with some, some complications in doing it. For example, how would you split a parcel? If that whole parcel was digitized, how could you then split it?
We'd have to do a replatting. But Chris, I got to go. What I want to do is I want to know if you'll come back and do this again, and we can really get into the token purchases and all that other stuff that are derivatives of the blockchain technology. Can you do that?
We'd love to. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. You were great, and everybody should stick with us, because now we're going to build on that, and we're going to talk more about real estate technology with Andres and his team. So stick with us. We'll be right back, and I want to thank so much Chris Ferrante coming in, and I want to remind everybody that Chris was brought to us by DJ Van Curen and the Family Office Real Estate Magazine. So thank you so much to DJ for bringing Chris to our show. We're going to have Chris back on again real soon to delve in more deeply into blockchain real estate purchases. Wanda, take it away. Right. And you know who else who has their finger on the beat? That's my friends at Warren Henry, Wanda. Well done by you. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. And down in Key West, well, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. I know she's listening. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miley.
Words matter. What you say matters. If you're driving to work and someone cuts you off on the freeway and makes you mad, try using this F word when you're annoyed, irritated, or angry. Fascinating. That driver was fascinating. This word releases tension, is kid-friendly, allows you to laugh at yourself, and it lightens every situation. Instead of moving towards road rage, you move towards self-control, lightheartedness, and the ability to turn a negative into a little bit of fun. The driver who cut you off in traffic? Fascinating. Make this your new go-to F word and notice the positive changes.
On 880, Motivation. The Biz.
All right. Now, if you need some real estate capital, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're having problems closing on your home loan. Bank said yes, then the bank said no. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you. I'm doing it right now for somebody that just gets 1099 income, doesn't have any W-2 income. Ask your banker how easy that one is. Maybe you need commercial real estate financing. I can help you there, too. I work with all the big banks, all the big credit providers. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you need to close fast. If you need to close fast, give me a call. One person makes the decision. We can commit that day, close in a week. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your